Probably the best piece of writing advice I ever received came from a writer named Gary Provost. It's 5 words. Don't write words, write music. And in order to do that, it's so simple. You just gotta change your sentence length. And guess what? You can actually hear the difference between good and bad writing when this is the case. You just hear it. It's pretty obvious. So listen to this. I'm just gonna read something to you. This sentence has 5 words. Here are 5 more words. 5-word sentences are fine, but several together become monotonous. Listen to what is happening. The writing is getting boring. The sound of it drones. It is like a stuck record. The ear demands some variety. Now listen. I vary the sentence length and I create music. Music. The writing sings. It has a pleasant rhythm, a lilt, a harmony. I use short sentences, and I use sentences of medium length. And sometimes when I'm certain the reader is rested, I will engage him with a sentence of considerable length, a sentence that burns with energy and builds with all the impetus of a crescendo. The roll of the drums, the crash of the cymbals, sounds that say, listen to this. It is important. So write with a combination of short, medium, and long sentences. Create a sound that pleases the reader's ear. Don't just write words. Write music. Oh, I love that. So what are the takeaways? So you can improve your writing simply by varying your sentence length. Shorter sentences, read faster. Longer sentences, slow things down. And it's not just sentence length where you can create music in your writing. It's punctuation too. You see, you can improve your writing by matching your punctuation to the mood. So I think a good example for this is movies. Every great director knows that facts and even stories aren't enough. Really good cinematography, it has beautiful music, which is why you take people like Hans Zimmer, who works with Christopher Nolan so closely, and the two of them are working together to take music that enhances the story. And punctuation is the same way. So if you watch The Joker, you'll hear how the cello in the opening scenes is designed to create empathy with the protagonist. But then, as the Joker's dark side and their inner turmoil is revealed, the orchestra gets louder and louder. The angrier the Joker gets, the bigger the orchestra becomes. And through it all, the music reflects the audience's perception of the Joker. Simple, naive, not particularly cool. And like punctuation in writing, the effects of the music on the audience happen at a subconscious level. And it's the same thing in your writing. So what does this actually look like in writing? Well, you want to use punctuation to match your mood. If you're trying to be tense and just get right to the point, well, keep your sentences short. Be quick. Maintain momentum. Go, go, go. But alternatively, when you want to slow the pacing of your prose, make the reader think a little, right? Add commas and other kinds of punctuation that ask the reader to stop, pause, think, slow down, and reflect. And don't get obsessed with all the mechanics here. Just trust your intuition. How does it feel? Just like music, it's impacting the reader on a subconscious level, which means you already know how to do it. But remember, don't just write words. Write music.